Hello and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are here. Happy Monday, John. It is, well, it's week 30 of recording for
30
us.
30 weeks of the Dune Minute.
Yep.
That's crazy to think about. We started this
Recording a long time ago. I don't want to get nostalgic too early in the week. Let's save all that up for Wednesday. How's that?
Yeah. Okay.
We are back. For us, it has been mere minutes from last week. For all of our viewers out there, it's been two whole days of not having the Dune Minute in your feeds. So let's get into it. We are wrapping up this this movie with the last couple of minutes. So we are talking about minutes 145 through 146.
Yep.
Of Dune Part 1, 2021's Dune Part 1.
I hate that. Dune Part 1, 2021's Dune Part 1.
I'll make it sound good.
No, now you got to leave it in. That's your fuck up there.
This minute starts with the same dramatic stairs, honestly, that we ended last week. So if you will recall, last week was the aftermath of Paul and Jameis's fight. Jameis exited this world. Paul got some pats on the
exited
back.
Exited this world and immediately entered a tarp.
Yep. He was wrapped up. And last minute was really just a lot of slow motion stares around the group. Get some pats on the back from the Fremen to Paul. And Chani looking at him very intensely.
Yep. We're starting this minute off with the camera still zooming in on Chani's face. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about how she, first of all, is surprised that Paul managed to defeat Jameis.
Yep.
But she's got a serious look on her face, but I don't think she's angry. I think she's just more...
It's
taken aback by everything that she just witnessed.
I still view it as like a slight impressed, slight,
only
like,
barely slightly impressed,
slightly impressed, but still very skeptical of Paul.
Yeah. Stilgard says something to the group in Chakobsa, and then to Paul, he says, "You're one of us now, a life for a life. Come with us to Siege Tibir."
I like to think that what he said to the Fremen is either, "Hey, everyone, listen up," or he said in Chakobsa, "You're one of us now," and then he just translated it into English.
Yeah. And then fucking Jessica.
Stresska's back, dude. She's here.
She's got her own agenda. She's got her own shit going on.
Yeah.
And she just butts in immediately. No. Paul needs to get off world. There must be some way. You have smugglers. You have ships. And then Paul, still kind of in his like trance state of having just killed Jameis, just says no. And Jessica still is going on at Stilgar. "You must have." Paul says, "The Emperor sent us to this place and my father came. Mm-hmm. Not for spice. Not for riches," and then he looks directly at Stilgar, "but for the strength of your people. My road leads into the desert. I can see it if you'll have us."
Yeah. So a lot of interesting things in this exchange here. I love that Stilgar, you know, invites them back to the siege for like a post-killing hang. that's really nice.
We're going to actually go have a barbecue if you guys want to come hang out.
Yeah, right. Fuck you, Jessica, for declining the invitation. I mean, I understand why, but come on.
I mean, I know she wants to take him to, you know, another one of the great houses of the Landsraad to...
I was assuming back to Caladan. That's what she said earlier.
Yeah. Well, I think Caladan, just because that's where things are, but then eventually to the Landsraad and everything. But it's just like, what plan do you have? Do you think that Caladan isn't also just being monitored?
Oh yeah,
like,
well, her only focus is to get off, like, just get off world.
Yeah,
you know, so that is all that she's
Arrakis has nothing for her anymore.
Right.
And it's not like she's being sent to Arrakis on behalf of the Bene Gesserit or anything either. So it's not like she has other obligations to stay.
She technically was not commanded to be there. Leto was.
Yeah.
And she was along for the ride. Leto
just brought her along because...
Yeah, she was along for the ride.
Well, he loves his not wife.
Of course. He should have married her.
Well, loved his not.
Poor one. Somewhere Leto still loves Jessica. If you believe in that sort of thing. So yeah, she just wants to get the hell out of there. I like that Paul's interruption of Jessica was basically explaining the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Just like, here's a synopsis of the movie that we just watched.
Yeah. The last 2.5 hours that you were just in. Here you go. Yep.
And I really loved, this was a very subtle thing that I want to believe was a nod to
I want to believe
it was a nod to like the future books. But when he says my road leads into the desert, that is such a great, great little bit of foreshadowing into Messiah.
Yep.
And I won't spoil it.
Well, and then also children, and then also God Emperor.
Well, Messiah. Well, I think just Messiah.
But also God Emperor.
Oh, sure.
He's a worm.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He says, my road leads into the desert. And that is literally where his road leads.
Yes, yes.
At the very end of Paul's story.
I just wanted to talk about Leto the second.
I know.
He's a fucking worm.
We're just going to have to wait and see how they handle all that.
It's going to get weird.
It's going to get weird.
It's going to get so, and I'm, you know,
I don't
what,
know
I'm
how they're going to divorce
I'm
themselves
here for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. But how are they how are they going to separate themselves? Like if they get into Messiah, which we know now that they are.
Yep. By the way, starts filming summer 2025.
Oh my gosh. Okay. They're giving us time.
Yeah.
They're giving us time to catch up. Thank you for listening to the Dune Minute podcast, Denis Villeneuve. I appreciate you giving us a little time to catch up.
Yep. Hey, maybe by the time we're done with part two, we'll have a trailer.
Yeah, right.
Unlikely. I imagine we'll probably be done with part two around this time next year.
Maybe so.
I don't know. Part two is a longer movie, I think.
Yeah, well, we have not, a little behind the pod, we have not sat down and planned that out just yet.
Yeah.
We will.
We'll talk about that more on Wednesday.
But yeah, if you know the story, like that line, my road leads into the desert, I can see it. It's such a telling sentence.
I will say I can see it if you'll have us is a moment where a sentence gets cut mid sentence.
I know. So
or a sentence gets cut by the minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're really just sending us off like that, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, how about a few book notes? I think
these are your last book notes, right?
I know. These are my last book notes for this movie. Because after this, the book keeps going, obviously, but I can't really talk about anything that happens after this. Because spoilers, whatever is left in the movie is not in the books. So, I'm teasing y'all with this right now, but like even the book notes that I'm going to talk about are things that we can't really talk about until the next movie.
The ultimate cliffhanger.
I know. So directly after the fight, they do the naming ceremony.
Oh shit.
Directly after the fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like an hour into the second movie. No, Holy shit.
It is right after the fight, but they do the naming ceremony. And so I'm like, I was reading through it this morning. I was like, well, fuck, I can't say anything about this.
All right. Well, come back in July.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk about it more then.
Paul.
Or whenever the fuck we get to that.
Yeah, right. Point. They do start making their way, like after the naming ceremony is done, they do start making their way to the Siege, where Stilgar has ordered a full water ceremony for Jaehaerys, which again is not something we can really talk about right now.
We'll because get to that in part two.
That is something that happens, in the next one. Something that we can maybe talk about a little bit is Paul's like last little bit of prescience that applies to this movie.
Okay.
So he's done with the fight. He's trying to look into the future to see where he goes. And he's like saddened that nothing has changed. He was hoping by, you know, getting in with the Fremen, getting in with, you know, or going about it the way that he did, by ideally not killing Jameis, even though he had to.
Yeah.
That he would have altered his visions to not have everything end in this galaxy-wide jihad. But he looks forward and he still sees the jihad happening.
It will come up when we're talking about part two, but I just want to bring it up too. I'm genuinely curious how different things would have been had Paul not had to have killed Jameis. Because we have those moments where Paul and Jameis are together in the future.
Yeah, like is there a path forward that they would have become actual friends?
Yeah.
I don't think that would have happened, and him still ingratiated himself in the way that he needed to with the Fremen. Sure. He had to prove himself immediately.
Yeah. It's one of those, you know, many paths that Paul sees.
Yeah.
That unfortunately we just never will.
Yeah.
Unless Brian decides to write some alternative timeline bullshit. So.
So that is, those are my book notes, and that's the last little bit of the book. And I'm going to get mushy here just for a second, but man, I've really enjoyed reading this book again, like in the pace that we've been doing this movie.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. So
minus the sections where you have to like flip forward and back. And
well, even those it's been good because it shows me kind of like the thought process that went into making this movie, the story that they wanted to tell, being admittedly very different in some parts, but also on the whole, keeping true to the book. And that's been, you know, Dune's problem forever.
Minus the fucking omission of the glow globes.
Well, minus that last omission of glow globes. Yes. It's
pissing me off.
Well, that's been Dune's problem since.
You mean to tell me that the David Lynch version of Dune doesn't adhere to the books perfectly?
I hate to tell you this, John. Hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but no, not at all.
Fuck.
Telling this story in a visual context through movies, TV shows, whatever, it's always been very, very hard. So the way that they have done it so far, by taking a clear route, not trying to tell the whole story,
yep,
taking a clear perspective viewpoint, has been great. They've gotten most of everything in. Everything that's at least
everything
relevant
that they needed to get in,
yeah,
has been gotten.
Yep. So
in,
I've thoroughly enjoyed reading the book in this manner. So, yeah.
All right.
I'll give another recommendation. If anyone is listening to this show, 146 episodes.
Episode 146.
Yep. Yeah. 146 episodes in, and they've not read the books. That is your call to action here. Go read the book. The books, they're great. They're wonderful. The first books. Six. Yeah. Well, I mean, stop whenever you don't like them anymore.
Yeah.
Whether it's the first eight, whatever. I don't care.
As much shit as I give Brian, like the Butlerian Jihad is a good book because it establishes basically the technological laws of this entire universe.
Yeah. We won't get into our problems with Brian Herbert's books. We're not going to, especially since we're going to be, well, at this point we have already covered
a couple of the episodes of the series, if not all of the episodes of the series.
It would be most of the episodes of Prophecy at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're having a great time with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, read the books. They're great. They're wonderful. So that is all I got to say about that. Anything else for this minute, man?
That's all I got to say about this minute.
All right, cool. Well, As always, we are on myriad social channels.
Yep. We are on Instagram at the Dune Minute. We are on Blue Sky at Dune Minute. We are on Twitter at Dune Minute. And you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us that old fashioned way.
That's right. All right, cool. We will be back tomorrow to round out the last full minute of the movie.
Yep.
All right, cool. See you then.
See you later.